Hello, 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 and welcome back to Release the Podcast, Wild Models Letting Go of Things That Hold You Back. I am Cynthia Haynes.
And I'm still Harold Weaver.
And so on today's episode, the topic is, it matters who you're connected to. It matters who you're connected to. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to come out of 1 Kings, the third chapter. And what I'm going to ask of you guys is that whenever you get a chance to read the whole thing. So I'm just going to paraphrase it because it's a lot. And it's one main point that I want to get to. So Solomon was David's child. And Solomon was known as the wisest king that ever lived. The reason why was because Solomon was put in a position to be a king, but he didn't want to mess it up. So what he did was he went to God and he said, God, please give me wisdom on how to lead your people. Well, God was so impressed with Solomon because Solomon could have asked for riches. He could have asked for all kind of women. He could have asked for all kind of things. But Solomon asked for wisdom to serve people. And so God made him the richest king ever to live throughout the whole Bible. Solomon had an issue where he followed in his father's footsteps. David had an issue with women. And if you can remember, or for those who don't know, David was a king that was after God's own heart. That's what God called him, because David always tried to serve God. But David had a woman issue. David loved women. And so it was this one particular woman that was married to one of his soldiers. The soldier was off at war. David was supposed to be at war. He didn't go. He looked out his window. He saw her. He wanted her. He had her. She ended up getting pregnant. And what he did was to try to hide the sin was he tried to get the husband to come back and sleep with the wife. So it would be like it was the guy would think it was his baby. Well, when that wouldn't happen, because the guy was such a faithful servant to David, he was like, I can't be with my wife and my men are out there fighting. I have to go back there and fight. So David had it arranged to where this guy got killed. Going back to Solomon. So Solomon loved women just like his father did. And so, but he was already told by God not to talk to mess with certain women because they served other gods. And so what ended up happening was he fell in love with Bathsheba. Was it Bathsheba? I think it was Bathsheba. If I'm wrong, y'all go to the scripture and you read it. But anyway, she served a totally different God. And what happened was Solomon was so following behind the women that he ended up turning his back and started serving other gods, which was a no-no. If God was your God, God had to be your God, because God was a jealous God. He didn't play that game with you serving other gods on top of him. So it led Solomon away. And eventually it led to Solomon losing the kingdom because he ran behind these other women with these idols. So why I brought that up? Because it matters who you're connected to. Because if they have the type of influence to where they're serving other gods, and then now you're connected to them, whatever is on them is going to be on you. Or you're going to tend to do the same things that they're doing if you're not strong enough in your own convictions. The other thing I want to talk about is that, you know, it can be a connection in relationships. It can be a connection in family. It could be any connection, because I think about marriage. And this is why we need to know who we're talking to and who we're marrying, because whatever spirits is connect to that family, when you join with that family, those spirits become your spirits as well. So even though you're trying to do whatever you're doing, it might be certain things that's happening in your household because you were connected to this individual. And when you married them, you married everything else that was connected to them the same way they married everything that was connected to you. So it matters who you're connected to. Go ahead, Harry.
Without a doubt, it matters who you're connected to. But let's talk about the connection itself. Let's talk about what exactly does it mean to you as an individual to be connected. And it's not just to a relationship. It's not just to a woman. It's not just to a man. It's to anything. Anything is important if you consider yourself to be connected to it. Because just like in a relationship, just like a person, just like anything that you consider yourself being connected to, you have to decide whether or not it's good to be connected to it. And what has it done for you? What is it doing for you? Whatever you consider yourself being connected to. So once again, ask yourself, what does this mean to you? Because again, if you don't have your own definition, then you can't compare it to nobody else's. And you shouldn't have to. Because at the end of the day, it's got to work for you or not. And if it doesn't work, we don't need to be looking for somebody else at fault. Or somebody else to blame for what we chose to be connected to. That's on us. But again, you have to decide, what does that even mean? What does it mean to be connected to something? What does it mean to be connected to somebody? And then go from there. I think if we start there, we can get to a better place if we're not already there to know what it means to us. To know what it means to us is either going to make us or break us. To know what it means to us is going to tell us, it's going to show us if we need to get better at it, if we need to get out of it. Because what we're talking about is a connection. But we have to know what that connection means for us and not let someone tell us what it is. Not let someone tell us what it should be. Because at the end of the day, again, once again, we're talking about a connection of our own. Of our own. Our own individual connection. What does that mean to us? How important is it to us to know what it means? How important is it to us to know whether or not we're in a good connection or a bad one? How important is it to us to know if we need to get out of a connection that we chose to be in and decided that's what we was going to call it, a connection, to get out of it? To look for something better. To believe that we deserve something better. To decide that we're not going to settle for nothing less than what should be our best in any type of connection. Again, whether it be a relationship, a man, a woman, or a thing, or a place. I don't believe in limiting anything. I don't care what it is. It's got to have either multiple definitions, multiple meanings, or multiple worth or value to it for me to work with it, deal with it, think about it, or even consider it. Because once you limit something, then that's a wrap. You have already locked down your mindset to not think of it any other way. So not to get off the subject of connection, but why not? Why not talk about this more so than just one connection to one thing, but the bigger picture? What are you connected to right now? What can you say right now that you're connected to? And be okay with it. What can you say that you're connected to right now and know that you're not? And whether or not you've given up getting out of it, or whether or not you feel like you can't get out of it. Or the flip side, make it better. Make that connection better. What's my point? Don't limit it. Don't cut yourself off as if we don't have enough people doing that for us or trying to. We cannot deny ourselves when we're already being denied by others. First and foremost. Quicker than we could ever do ourselves. Why? Who wants to deny themselves? Who wants to cut themselves off to a better connection? Who wants to do that? But you got to know what it is. You got to know what it is to know what to do with it. And then share it. Pass it on. Because once we get it, to keep it is just as bad as not having it at all. Come on, Sam.
Yeah, and I just was thinking about, like you said, it could be a business partner who you're connected to. I just have to give my example of what I did. And it don't always have to be a bad thing. It could be a good thing, but you shouldn't. Are you supposed to be in it or connected to it? And so I was doing some rooms on this app called Clubhouse. And I ended up meeting some people, because you meet all kind of people on this app. And so I felt like God wanted me to have a specific topic. It was dealing with the loss of children. And so I met these ladies, and they had lost their child. So we each kind of like shared our story, but it started getting more of, oh, let's just do this project. Let's do that project. And then after a while, the thing that I was loving to do turned into something I didn't really want to do anymore. And it was because of the different personalities, the different motives that other people had. They wasn't on the same wavelength that I was on. And so I had to realize that I had to cut it off, because that's not what God told me to do. And so it matters who you connect with. And so what happened with me was that I should have prayed more about it before I just launched into it and got connected. And it was like, as soon as I broke it off, my stuff started flourishing and I started doing more things. But it wasn't that they were bad people. It wasn't that what we were doing was bad. It was a good thing. But that wasn't the connection that God had for me, because we were trying to have, we had different mindsets on different things. And so it matters. The Bible talks about how can two walk together unless they agree. And so you can have a business partner. They might be crooked. They might like to cut corners. They might like to cheat and steal from people. But you're trying to have an honest business and you're trying to run your business the right way. You have no business being connected to that type of person, because what happens is whatever they do, it doesn't prosper. But because you're connected to them, your stuff ain't going to prosper either. So it's like Harold said, it's not just a girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. It's multiple things. If you're connected to messing with, let's say the Bible talks about, you know, I'm going to keep on the spiritual side. What the Bible talks about, you're not supposed to be dibbling and dabbling with witchcraft. You're not supposed to be messing with crystals. You're not supposed to be looking in the stars to trying to figure out what's going to happen, because now you're replacing God. There's only one. And so when you started connecting yourself to these things, things start coming and you opening up doors for other stuff to come in and have ruin in your life. And so it matters who you connected to. Harold.
One thing that I believe neither one of us can afford to let happen to us is be a victim of circumstance. Or be a victim of association. Either one. Either one. But as adults, as mature people, if this is what you consider yourself to be, then there's no reason for us to fall in them traps. And even if by mistake we do, there's no reason to still be in them. Meaning, there's no way, there's no reason for us not to be able to recognize soon enough to get out of those situations. To get out of those associations before it's too late. Needless to say, it's never too late as far as I'm concerned. But my point is, we should not have to feel obligated to drag along with these people that we should have never been connected to from the start. And we're going to do that. We're going to, listen, nobody's perfect. Nobody needs to be. Nobody needs to, and nobody wants to be perfect. Right? But at the same time, we still got to learn from our experience. And sometimes from somebody else's. My point is simple. If you feel like you're in a connection that you shouldn't be, it's time to get out. It's time to get out. It's probably past time to have gotten out, but it's time to get out. And it's okay. It's okay. Trust and believe. It's okay to get out of something that you know you shouldn't have been in at all or still be in this long. Trust me, you'd be surprised by you making that move to get out of it. How many people follow you? Or even better, how many people have been waiting for somebody to do something that you chose to do now instead of procrastinating, instead of waiting for somebody else to do it for you? Be the initiator. You be a trendsetter. Don't follow somebody else's. Don't wait for somebody to create another one. You be a trendsetter. If it takes for you to be your own trendsetter for yourself, watch how many followers you get. People are looking for different stuff so they can copy, so they can follow, so or maybe even use as a model, as a goal, or just the initiation to see you do something that they felt they could never do. There's a blessing in that. There's a blessing in that for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us still has a purpose. Why? Y'all have heard me say this too many times. Because we're still here. If he was done with us, he'd have took us home. If we were done with each other, we'd have been gone. Right? Even though God, you know, sets our path Even though God has his own plan, that should be enough, guys. That should be enough for you to still know why you're still here. Mm-hmm. You might never know exactly, mm-hmm. but you need to know that there's a purpose still out there for you, mm-hmm. if not the same one you've been on. But you got to stay away from the connections that's not good for you, mm-hmm. the connections that is not doing anything good for you, but making you look like somebody you're not, mm-hmm. feel like somebody you're not, mm-hmm. talk like somebody you're not. Mm-hmm. These are the connections we're talking about, mm-hmm. across the board. Mm-hmm. It should feel bad to you. And if it does, then that's a sign right there that you need to do something about it or have already. Mm-hmm. Don't wait on it. Mm-hmm. Don't drag it along. Mm-hmm. Don't procrastinate. It's only going to get worse. That bad feeling you already got, that bad feeling you've been having, just like a sickness. Mm-hmm. My mom still to this day tells me, Pokey almost gave my nickname, didn't he? Son, still to this day, she said, don't ignore anything that hurts. Mm. Hmm? Why? Because something's right behind it to come with it or hurt more. Mm. I had to learn the hard way. And I did. And it worked. It shouldn't have had to. But I was hard-headed back then. You know why? Because I was limiting myself. Hmm? I was all about myself. You couldn't tell me nothing. Well, nothing I could do wrong. And I probably was already doing it wrong, but you couldn't tell me. Mm. But I learned from it. So that's what we're trying to do. Weekly here. Teach what we learn. Mm. Share our experiences. Mm-hmm. Or at least give you guys something to think about that you haven't. Mm-hmm. Something to use. Something to look forward to, mm-hmm. that you didn't think you still could. We're still here. We're still here for a reason. And you got to believe that to do something with it. Mm-hmm. Come on, Seth.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, sometimes you need to just examine if it's something that you like, how did I get here? How did I get connected with this? And we all have been there. I mean, I was there for 12 years. It's like, how did I get here? And, you know, you got to figure that out. So then that way you don't make the same mistake. That way you don't get stuck again. Because if not, you can get out of something. But then if you don't never find out the reason why or find the root cause of why, then you're going to end up being in that same thing. You know, I always say whatever you draw to you is already inside of you. It's like a magnet. It's going to pull it to you. So if you always finding crazy, it's a probably a good chance you got some crazy in you.
Let me say this. You're wrong for that. But let me
say, just say that.
Let me say this. If you find yourself asking yourself, how did I get here? And it's a place that you'd rather not be. Mm. Then you need to go ahead and ask yourself, why am I still here?
Mm-hmm. Hmm? And I think, you know what though, Harold?
Still here.
I think sometimes we get so
wrapped up.
Not wrapped up, but it's like an obligation. And we feel like we let people, society, TV, even traditional stuff keep us trapped.
Or let them feel like you should be obligated, mm-hmm. which is still something somebody else is doing for you or convincing you to do for yourself.
Yep.
That's what we got to stop getting. We got to stop getting put in that place, mm-hmm. of no return.
Yeah. And you can't. You know, it used to be, I remember working in the prison system, and it was a woman in there, and her husband used to abuse her. She was in there because she ended up shooting him.
Okay.
She killed him because, mm-hmm. he ended up messing with their daughter, mm-hmm. and that was the last straw. Mm-hmm. But they gave her 40 years, but she was being abused. This man was breaking her jaw, putting her in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. She stayed too long.
But this is the other thing. What I was getting back to my point, mm-hmm. she would go to her, like her mom was alive. Mm-hmm. She would go to her mom and say, I need to leave. I can't stay there because this is happening. Mm-hmm. And the mom would call the husband, mm-hmm. and say, no, you have to go back because you're married to him and that's what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that's what I said. Sometimes we're in this stuff because it's a traditional thing or it's just something that's been embedded in us to say, because you know, a long time ago, you really didn't hear that much about divorces. People stayed together because. Mm. And some people stayed together, you know, we could use the children. Or we don't just stay here. Even though you know you can't stand this person, you're not happy, you're suffering every day, but I'm going to do it because it's the children. But do you realize that you're hurting the children? The children know when something is not right. So are you really helping the children by staying? What are you showing the children? Because they see that you're not happy. right? Mm-hmm. So now all you teaching them is, regardless, you just stay. Regardless, you just do it. Regardless, because you're connected, you stay connected. And a lot of times I have to tell people, God says whatever he puts together, let no man put asunder. But a lot of these things, we're putting it together, and then we label God on it afterwards. But God never told you to do it.
Took my response back from you, but I'm going to still put it out there. All I was going to say is, you guess who else is traditional but never wrong? God. God, I know. Somebody out there saying, either said than done, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't too late.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that to say, well, if you're in, if you're in a situation right now as we speak that you know darn well you shouldn't be in anymore, mm-hmm. it's time to go.
Yeah.
Find a way.
Mm-hmm.
Pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for guidance.
Yep.
Ask for the strength.
Yep.
And go.
Yep.
Trust me. If you believe in him, he's going to have somewhere for you to go.
Yep.
He's going to have an answer for you.
Yep.
That you've been trying to answer for yourself.
Yep.
That you can't. And that's why you're still there.
Yep.
Trust him.
Yeah.
It can't hurt.
Yeah.
Trust him.
But you got to go.
Watch what happens next.
And I'm going to say this last thing, and then we're going to end it. But it matters what you're saying. And I had to catch myself, even though on certain things, I'm like, oh, I'm on it. No, I'm going to do this or whatever. Somebody asked me about, what did I need a healing for or something? And I said, well, I have high blood pressure.
Mm.
And right there, the person said, well, one thing God is telling me to tell you is to stop claiming it.
Mm.
Stop labeling yourself with it.
I ain't heard that before, mm-hmm. but we're going to let you have your moment.
And say that I'm overcoming it, because we're overcomers.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, even in that little bit, just that little small thing, because sometimes you're so used to saying something, you're not really paying attention to what you're saying when you're saying.
Mm-mm.
And then, so it's like,
mm-mm.
you have to really be
mm-mm.
very intentional with your words. Yeah, it's hard now, but guess what? Mm-mm. It's going to get easier. And that's what you got to tell yourself. I can do it. I'm going to be able to make it. It might not be easy, but I'm going to be able to do it.
Look, you didn't win the testimony mode with warning. Us home.
It's my turn?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It is now.
All right. So, God, once again, we just say thank you, because you're so awesome and wonderful. Mm-hmm. You knew this moment
mm-hmm.
before we even got here.
Praise God.
And it wasn't a mistake, because somebody's listening to this and somebody needs your guidance. Mm-hmm. They need your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your word says that you just ask
mm-hmm.
and you will freely give.
Mm-hmm.
But when you ask, you got to really believe. You can't be on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask it, believe it, and then you got to walk in it.
Mm-hmm.
So God, I just pray that you would give direction. I pray that you would give courage. I pray that you would give peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that whatever I didn't know to pray during this prayer, you know what everybody needs, that you would go beyond this prayer and you would do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Next week, y'all.
We out.